Yeah, Simin Shin Bay is in the middle of Sif Gimel. We have to finish the Mishnah Berurah there, but before we learn the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to mention we had learned halachas about folding up a talis, different conditions, when it is permissible, when it is not permissible, and the purpose of the Issa was, when it's not permissible, was it's nirei kemisaken monem. The folding of the talus took out the creases from the talus. Nirei kemisaken monem. So in Dirshu, he brings down a few halachas which have a shaychus with this halacha of misaken monem. There is a three-way machlokes. One is permitted to hang up pants on Shabbos. That means to hold the pants by the cuffs. Either put them in a hanger, in the pants hanger. And so there's a three-way machlokes. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that this does not have any shaychus to the issa of kippul begodim. Here the purpose is not to straighten out the creases in the begin, no, to make that if you bunch up the pants in one place, they'll become creases. So I'm just avoiding by hanging up the pants on the hanger or on the chair. I'm only avoiding creases, not being misak in the bag. And he holds this is mutter. Rav Shmuel Bozna holds l'chadchila one should be machma, but those who are mekel, there's also a mokim l'hokel. And Rav Nissen Karelitz holds that this is awesome. By holding the pants together by the creases and hanging it up that way. So we have a three-way machlokes. A hat which is not wearable the way it is, it got either sat on or at the present time, it's not wearable, and you have to make it wearable. So this is not poshut. If it's not wearable the way it is, that's a more or less a stiffish hat. So there are machmirim that one is not permitted to make it wearable of the same issa of misakin monem. To fold pieces of paper together to make a ship, an airplane, that goes into Tikkun Monem. To make a book cover, to fold with it paper to should fit over a book, to make a book cover, that's also a shayla of Tikkun Monem, and these are lochas Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says. Folding napkins to making fancy designs, the dinner napkins, it's also not so poshut. Just to put it maybe in a cup, it should be without too much of a tikkun, that is permissible. Now we are in the middle of Sif Koton Yutesh. We'll start again from Sif Koton Yutesh. The Mechaber said that if one does not fold over the exact creases, we're talking about a talis, it's Shalei B'Mokim Kipulei Harishain, this is Mutam. Vinirin Dvarov, and the Mahabo says he agrees with this. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Kodin Yutes Vehein Sosmo Achoinim Lidinim, that if one folds a talus not on the previous creases, this is Mutar Mikomokim Misharoitzel Lahachmer Al Atzmoy Shaloi Lekapel Klal, not to make any Kipulim Vaday Odif. I think I saw in Rav Nissim Karelitz, he says, if the talus doesn't really have any creases whatsoever, and he's just folding it up, that it should, but there's really no remnants of previous creases, this should be mutter. Matzien es hamitois milele Shabbos l'Shabbos. Now, Bizman Chazal, Matzina Samitis means there was a plain bed without any pillows or sheet or a blanket on it. And when they wanted to use the mita, they used to bring in the pillows and the blanket and the sheet. So a person is permitted to make the bed mileli Shabbos l'Shabbos. That means he has no intent of sleeping tonight on the bed. Tomorrow he's going to sleep on the bed, so this is permissible. That means, but he's doing it for Shabbos, it's L'tzoyrech Shabbos. L'chadchila would be preferable, Tov Yoseh she'etziyeh me'erev Shabbos, that if he could avoid this tircha, and make that source of mita erev Shabbos, we say to Shalom Aleichem, mitati as mitosi. So it would be preferable this would be done erev Shabbos. Avolein meitzien mi Shabbos l'meitzoi Shabbos. But after he finished sleeping, or he's not going to sleep anymore, and he wants to go and make the bed, so that is not permissible, because now he's being tereach mi Shabbos l'meitzoi Shabbos. Umikol mokin, im hamite oimedes beveisoi. If the mita is in the place where he finds himself, that's not in a secluded room that he's not going into, but it's the beisoi, and he passes by the mita v'udovo megune v'zoyin l'shabbos, that the mita should not be made, sheyamit kach muta latzia, the mita itzayrach Shabbos. This is called atzayrach Shabbos, even though the etzem mita will not be used anymore in Shabbos, but the etzem atzayrach Shabbos is a noi for the cheder that he is staying there in Shabbos. Well, this is permissible. Agavuche, the Sharetzin and Sivkotn Chav Beis brings down a Tosefta, Metzien Eser Mitois Shem Yirtze Meisev Ba'achas Mehen. That means, this is a Hiddush, that if a person, let's say, well, we said you're allowed to be Metzien the Mitois at night for tomorrow. Let's say he has 10 Mitois and he doesn't know which mita he's going to sleep on. All of these 10 mitas are possible. He might sleep on one of them, but he doesn't know as yet which one. So there's a heter to be metzia 10 mitas, which is a meridika kula in this tisa, since each mita is a potential mita that he will sleep on. Let us see Sif Dalet. Machbeish is a press, ukli shekoivshim by begodim achar akvise. That means after they used to wash the begodim, they used to press out the begodim. Now, this press was as follows. Behem shtei luchais, ze al ze, that means there were two boards, one over the other. And these boards were long boards. They were four holes on all four sides of the boards. And there was a pole that went through the holes, and one board was over the second board. He used to put the clothing on the bottom board, and then the top board rested over the bottom board, and then they used to tighten the top board with types of screws or something, and that's how they used to press the clothing. That is a machbesh. They used to press the begodim after they were washed. So there were two types of machbeshes. There was a machbesh of a balabos, which was not too professional, not too sophisticated. And then there was a machbesh of a numen. Now, the machbesh of a numen, Mestomer, was a much more sophisticated press, and they were capable of pressing together the clothing with much greater force, and it was much more, the clothing were pressed much better, and the two boards were much more tighter together by a machbesh sel umen. Now, so the clothing was put in Erev Shabbos, Thursday. Now he wants to come Shabbos, he wants to put on a pair of pressed pants. This is a machbesh sel balabayis. So there were some sorts of screws of some sorts which tightened together the top board to the bottom board. So one unscrewed them. Little mimenu begodim, to slip out from underneath the begodim. That means he's doing this on Tzayir Shabbos. There's no tirche. So shalom al Yisrael. That's derech shimushay bekach. So it's no problem. We shall umen also, but this machbesh, this press of an umen, one is not permitted to unscrew it, to loosen it. Bnei shutokov bechosko. Because it was very, very tight together. So to untighten it, it looks like a stira sakeli. That means it was very tight together. So it looks like you are soisa the keli. So that's why Chazal asked to take out, to loosen the screws of the machbesh alumen, to take out the kelim. So let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Litzorech HaShabbos, that means, so it says in the Machaba, Matira noisoi lito mimenu begodim litzorech HaShabbos. That means Shabbos in the morning, he wants to take out his freshly pressed pants. So in Shabbos in the morning, it's a machbish, so balabayis, he unscrews it, he slips out the pants. Avo shaloi litzorech Shabbos. But if he wants to take out the pants, he has a malav hamalkim mitzoy Shabbos. He wants to take out the pants in Shabbos for mitzoy Shabbos. So that's called a tirche letzoy rechayl. He's not going to wear it on Shabbos. He wants to wear these pants for malav hamalkim. Vuhu adin da'ein koivshim boi begodim. Shuhu tzayrech chayl. One is not permitted to be kavish by begodim. Shuhu tzayrech chayl. So this second din is very unclear, to put it mildly. That means if we read the words properly, the words also don't read properly, because l'chayre, it should have said that v'hu adin de'koyv shen boi begodim litzoyre choyl. I mean, you can't do it litzoyre choyl. Number one, so the words are not too good. Number one, and number two, it would seem from the Mishnah Berurah that the Isser is Seire Chayl, Shem Yishamayim, that you want to give me a reason for not being permitted to press clothing on Shabbos, because it's Seire. We just went and then see Gimel, you're not allowed to be Mekapel Kalim, it's a Tikkun Bone. And here, all of a sudden, here he seems to be saying, "Who adin then koyshim by begodim? You're not allowed to press begodim. Shahu tzayzer chayil. Please, you're not allowed to press begodim on Shabbos. I'll speak in Monday. Wait, what's the yem to say? Shahu tzayzer chayil.
Who meant that? He put it before Shabbos.
No,
only for the Shabbos
for. What you're allowed to do?
That's too humbling.
So I saw there's a new Mishnah Berurah, Birchas Osher, Amerika, Pirish on the Mishnah Berurah. So he's taken to a Svas Emes HaMesechti Shabbos. So the Svas Emes HaMesechti Shabbos says as follows. This is something Pshat Marashi. He says like this. It's talking about that he put five pair of pants on this press. Fine. He took out one pair of pants for Shabbos. Now, there's another four pair of pants in this press. Fine. So he wants to put back the that's what that means. So between you and me, these four pair of pants were pressed out already. He wants, listen, they took out one pair of pants, so let them remain being pressed. They're in the press already, so let's put down the top board over the bottom board and the press will stay longer. So it could be as the issa of tikkun mole. It's not called a tikkun mole. These things are pressed already. But the lotion of the Mishabura is now pretty. That means not litzoy rechol. Begodim means the begodim that remained in the press. You're not allowed to be koivish them. So who tzoy rechol? So this is a tzoy rechol. I mean, why are you putting it down? So these pants tomorrow they'll be the nicer, whatever it is, the nicer ready. Sure, may nice. So that's how the Svasemis wants to say Pshat Nalosh and Rashi. Now, that is Davke by a Machbeish Shel Balabayis. A Machbeish Shel Umen, so this is very, very tight, Bechosko. So Memele, so by opening it up in Shabbos, it looks like you're Soysa Mekeli. You have a Keli which is very tightly. You have a press which is very, very tightly pressing together, and unloosening it looks like Soysa, Bechoskov. Vimhoya Mutter Hamachbeish Ktsas Me'erev Shabbos. What if it was a little open? Now, this is a very teasing Shaila. It was a little open. I can't take out the Begodim as yet. It's only a little open, so you have to open it up more. But L'chayre, the Meile is, but since it's a little open, it doesn't look like Seisa Keli anymore. Because it's open, so not like this. Yesh oimrin daf al pikein osa lahata kuloi velishmet kelov misham. And this is also als agzeirim. That means if you're going to start, lemaisa, I can't take out the clothing the way it is. I have to open it up. And this is a machbeish shel umen. So if you're going to open up a machbeish shel umen in Shabbat, so yeah, it was a little open, and if it won't be a little open, people, so they made agzeir already. that a machbe shalom and you're not allowed to open that period. The yesh mekilim, others hold that this is permissible. Avlim hoya muta kule, but if it was completely open, you don't have to do anything to the machbeis. All you have to do is schlep out to the begodim. Lekule alma muta lishmeit kelev misham, to schlep out the begodim, this is a no isa. Yes, now let us see. See, hey, choluk. Now, a choluk is an undergarment. This is a garment that's samuch libsoi. And let us say the maila of this garment is that no one ever sees it. It's not for public display. He wears it, but it's not. It is not seen by other people. So this is a gewaldike maila. We will see soon. Choluk. So now we have an undergarment. La'acha kvisa. It was washed. Erev Shabbos. Umiskashev. So it was stiff. Now it was stiff. Umishavshev in oisoi biyadayim l'rachachoy. So normally the seder was that they used to rub it together to soften it, that it shouldn't be so stiff. Muta la soisei b'shabes she'ene miskaven ela l'rachachay. The kavana is only to soften it, and not more. Now, I'd like to mention another hashulchan. Though Hashulchan, he says, Pshat in this halacha, perhaps the Mishnah Berurah also learned like this, and I think we will understand the Mishnah Berurah a little better. So though Hashulchan says like this, now let us just go, before we see the halacha, let us just say some facts. That this beged, after the kvisa, it was stiff. And it was stiff and it was uncomfortable. That means a person wore it, he felt uncomfortable. So they used to rub the beged together to soften the beged that it should be more comfortable to wear. So the Or HaShulchan says, Uchshu misrachech ma'at, so Mela, let's be Megashin, so he rubs it together for 50 seconds. And that makes it softish. Poisek melishavshev. So now he's finished. It's soft enough. So there's no mitzvah to be mishavshev. So the melee, he stops. Now, let me just say, tell over a yesod. The process of shifshuf, somehow, a beggar that is washed, and you'll be mishapshed a lot, somehow it whitens and lightens the beggar also. That means the process of shifshuf somehow enhances the whiteness of the beggar. So now, the Or HaShulchan explains this halacha very good. A beggar that is worn as an underbeggar, so it should be white, not white. People don't know what this choluk looks like side by side. The sole purpose is mishapshavit in Shabbos is that it should be comfortable. It shouldn't be rubbing him. So memela. So that is pshat in the machaba choluk, an undergarment. La'acha kvisa hu miskashe. It gets stiff. You're allowed to do this in Shabbos. And that's what says. He won't do it for 200 seconds. If he does it for 200 seconds, he'll get white also. Not only do it for 50 seconds. That's all what he needs. But a suda was a beged which was on show. People, the person was suda, it's over the head, it's around the neck. The suda was a beged which everyone saw what he's wearing. Now, if he's going to rub it for mishavshef it for 2 minutes, it's he looks distinguished. It's whitish and us. Avosuda also mimneisha miskamel etatzachay. I mean, there's a negia over here. Why is he doing it? L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh. L'kovet Shabbos Kodesh means I should feel comfortable and I should look Shabbosic. So therefore, he wants to look Shabbosic, but that's great. It only comes about through a Chilul Shabbos, because this Shibshuv is a Chilul Shabbos. It's Melaben the Begya. Neshim is Kavala Tzatzachoy. Vahavi Kimmelabin. So this is the Kimmelabin. It's like a Malabin. The Kimmelabin of all Kroponim is also. Hago, the Koivin, Oshakli Pishton, Dinan Kisuda, Evadina Basuda. Now the Ramo is machmel, and he's machmel by klipish. So let us just see the Mishnah Brura. Yeah, we'll see the Mishnah Brura. The Ramah is machmel on the machaber. The machaber differentiated. He said a cholok is mutter. And Asudar is also, well, Asudar is a beged which is completely on show, and that the Mechaber also Asud, but something in between that is not a cholok, but not the goli like Asudar, the Mechaber was Mato. And the Ramah comes to be Machma and says, O Kli Pishton, Dinon Kesuda, Hebedina Vesuda, besides a Cholok. We'll see, the Das of the Ramah is that a Cholok is also Moide, that is Muta. Now let us see the Mishnah Brura. Muta. Avol also legaldol al yedei kli keminik. That means there was a more sophisticated way of softening the beged through a type of a keli, maybe something similar to an iron or something like that, that perhaps smoothed the beged and softened the beged. That's also. Bechein also lasois kemotim bedvorim amechubosim aydei kelim asuyim lekach. That means the Mishnah Brura is telling us, let us just explain how this comes in. That means when one washes a beged, the washing process accomplished something, you clean the beged to an extent, but the washing process also was detrimental in certain ways to the beged. One way, it was stiff, it was uncomfortable to wear. Fine, that's one way. Another way, it was detrimental to the beged because the creases that beautified the beged, or the pleats that beautified the beged, got lost in the kibbutz process. So Mamele, so that's why he's telling us the second in. Number one, the softening with a keli is also number one. Number two, v'hein also lasis kmotim v'dvorim amachubosim. That means you wash something, so now you have a beged which doesn't have the pleats and the creases which were chelik the beged. Aydei kelim asuyim lekach. That's a tikkun moneh. Agavuch, in Nirsho, he brings down a tshuva from Rav Moshe that if it is impossible to wear the beged without softening it, that means it's so bothersome that it's not wearable. So then Rav Moshe says, then it is also al tikkun moneh. Yes, yeah, so here we are speaking about you can wear it. It's not ekvelt. No, it's more comfortable with if you'll be mishabshim. And that the Machabel says, if there's no intent of whitening the beggar, this is permissible. Avol suda also. Being the sharp shape, maybe if name, being the sharp shape, maybe chutz, he could be the sharp shape too. I found him holding it from the inside and rubbing it together, holding it from the outside. Mibnei, but a suder is also mibnei, ki hu makbid al libunoi vizihuroi. The whiteness that will come about through the shifshuf. He's makbed on this. The Sham Amrinin, the Aini Mechaben Alalakachoi, by Akisainis, by Acholuk, which is an undergarment. So we say there, the whole intent is only to soften it up. And that alone is not Nichnas. And he is so that's why it's mutar. But over here, a suda, which is on show and everyone sees it, so there, and since he's makbed al limudai, so we say, we're holding by a brechen lebovis, the brechen knows what his intent is. Ezekiel wants also that it should look nice and look whiter. So by Sudar it's also. Venire, the imiskaven b'cholot l'tzach z'choy is. By a cholot, which is not too rare, not too shtia, but by the chochel also, for some reason he wants the choluk should be whitish, also k'may besuda. The mechaber that differentiated between a choluk and the suda is dibur b'hayda, because normally a person does not have an intent to whiten a choluk, and he does have an intent to whiten a suda. But if he wants to whiten the choluk, so sich also. The koyim ha'inish al pishton. Vatam. Now the remo. This is a remo who comes in. This is a shita shiboyle haleket. The remo comes in and brings a new factor which the mechaber did not mention. Ha'inish al pishton. Vatam sheh miru bechli pishton. Mivnei sheheim koshen acha rechitzosom. They're very stiff. Acha rechitzosom. Frikuchan zehu libunon. So I think the way we had mentioned before the Oruch HaShulchan, I think we'll be able to understand what he's saying over here. This is very stiff. So the Oruch HaShulchan said a normal choluk, you just want to make it soft, so the chashum says mishrachik mad poisik milishav shev. So a small amount of shivshav will not bring libum. So my mail is a finish, and all he needs is richok. So I'll make a little richok and I go to talk. Ma she'enkein akli pishton is the koshim. And you have to be mishamshiv in order to make it soft. You have to be merachesed. So v'richucham zeh limuna. So if in order to make it soft, I have to rub it 2 minutes. Listen, I'm rubbing it 2 minutes as a psikreish already, that I'm making it white also. That means, so since the tchunas habeged is that you need a larger amount of richuch in order to soften the maggot. So if you have this, whether you have libun also. ומכל מוקים בכל אוכלותה אפילו בשל פשטון. וזה מוהולס בי אוכל, אי וזן חולק כאן אוכלק. בני שומל ושטחתם ונראים מבחוץ, מסומו מסכמו לרחחוי. So that means, it seems even with this segregation, I think this whole libum is considered a libun together with the rotzein ha'odom. That means the person wants it, and that's that he appreciates the whiteness. So the Rama holds, so even a 2-minute richuch, which will bring about a libun, but since this libun has no chesivus by the loivish, because it is never seen by anyone else, so the Rama holds that even though all klipishtun are also that is klipishtun, which can sometimes be seen by other people, so that will say some sikreishe, it will be nisladen. But by the cholok, the Rama is moide that this is muta. Tit sha'al ragloi or ya'al minolo. We have here some other that got on his foot or on his shoes. So now, mekanchoi makoiso. So you can, now he has teeth on his foot and he wants to clean his foot and he's passing by a wall. It's on his foot or on his shoe. So he's passing by a wall. So he's mekanech, he cleans off the shoe or his foot on the wall. Avoloi bekalke, but if there's, let's say, not there's a hole in the kalke, and if there's a hole in the kalke, then it's easy to clean off the tit, because he puts the shoe in the hole and then he just slips out the shoe, then he can take off the tit. Avoloi bekalke. What? Tit is mud, yeah. Well, either there is, we'll see, dry mud or wet mud, and then we'll see. Avoloi bekalke. Why? Duma osi la shvuye gumis. Now, duma osi la shvuye gumis means as follows. That normally it is convenient if you want to take off the tit from your shoe and you find a hole in the ground, so you just put your shoe in the hole and you'll rub off the tit. Now, a person could be involved in rubbing off the tit, and there's a hole in the ground, and forgettingly that it's Shabbos, so, oh, there's a hole over here, says. Someone might chip on the hole or something, so he might smoothen out it, since he's oisik in the hole, and he's putting dirt in the hole, so he might have any, in one shot, will be, come, lashvuye gumis. Lumasi lashvuye gumis. V'yesh mi sho'isel af bekoisel. There's someone that asks to be mekaneh on a koisel also, because they hold this is doimet to binyan. That means we have to understand the kaisolim bizman chazal, the stone kaisolim, they used types of mud to be mechabel the kaisol. So adding more mud to the binyan, to the kaisol is, I mean, mechazik the kaisol. I haven't seen them for, to take off the tit, Abu Lamai say it's also me the Rabbana of Chizik HaKoysel. Hago, v'yesh mi shamata b'shneim. They listen, you don't to be machme, it's not a binyan, it's not, you don't to be chayish for a shvuye gumis. V'hu adin de muta la siroi b'mat cheres aroi letalto. If you want, if you have some cheres, which is not muxi, you can take it off that way, that will sicha be muta. Now,